Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Out of My Mind podcast. This is Keith Crosby, your host. This is a podcast where we take a look at the crazy world around us through a biblical worldview, that is to say, through the lens of Scripture. I'd like to continue last week's discussion this week concerning Joe Biden and the cover-up, and ask the question, why are so many people blaming Joe Biden? I don't really understand that. Think back to the Democratic primaries where all these crazies were running for nomination, the Democratic nomination, and Biden was supposed to be the most likable, most stable, most middle-of-the-road kind of person. And so the Democratic Party manipulated the primaries. They excluded some people, just like they had done to Bernie Sanders years ago. And they saw to it that Joe Biden was their nominee. And remember that Joe Biden was not an unknown quantity. Barack Obama said of Joe Biden, when Joe Biden was his vice president, if you want to mess something up, give it to Joe. He'll mess it up every time. In fact, you may remember that Barack Obama was slow to endorse him as a presidential candidate. And I guess what I'm saying is Joe Biden was a known quantity. He had already showed signs of mental decline, giving speeches at the dedication of a swimming pool in Delaware and not knowing what state he was in. You go back to his earlier presidential campaign in the 1980s where he lied about his place in law school. He lied about graduating the top of his class. He plagiarized a member of parliament, Neil Kinnock's labor speeches, and was forced to withdraw from seeking office as president.
And where did you place in that class? And the other question is, could you quickly,
I think I probably have a much higher IQ than you do, I suspect. I went to law school on a full academic scholarship, the only one in my class to have a full academic scholarship. In the first year in law school, I decided I didn't want to be in law school and ended up in the bottom two-thirds of my class, and then decided I wanted to stay, went back to law school, and in fact ended up in the top half of my class. I won the international moot court competition. I was the outstanding student in the political science department at the end of my year. I graduated with 3 degrees from undergraduate school and 165 credits, only needed 123 credits, and I'd be delighted to sit down and compare my IQ to yours if you'd like.
I'll make three quick observations here. One, people talk about Biden's crankiness and everything being something new associated with him being an older man. He's always been cranky, as you can see from the insulting way he handled the questions there. Two, his voice. Look at his voice then in 1988 and his voice now. You do see the wear and tear of age. And three, everything he said is a lie. Everything he said about his academic record is a lie. And it cost him running for president in 1988. Joe Biden has always been a liar and a plagiarist. He plagiarized John F. Kennedy speeches. He plagiarized Robert F. Kennedy speeches. And Neil Kinnock, here's an example of Neil Kinnock. He's plagiarizing his speeches because he thinks it's safe, because Kinnock is a British politician. Listen to this. And this is from the Washington Post.
And I started thinking as I was coming over here, why is it that Joe Biden is the first in his family ever to go to a university?
Why am I the first Kinnock in a thousand generations to be able to get the university?
Why is it that my wife, who's sitting out there in the audience, is the first in her family to ever go to college?
Why is Glennis the first woman in her family in a thousand generations to be able to get the university?
No, it's not because they weren't as smart. It's not because they didn't work as hard. It's because they didn't have a platform upon which to stand.
Does anybody really think that they didn't get what we had because they didn't have the talent or the strength or the endurance or the commitment? Of course not. It was because there was no platform upon which they could stand.
Remember that clip I played earlier where he's talking about law school? Let me play an excerpt from the New York Times discussing that clip and his excellence in law school and his multiple degrees. Now remember, this is the New York Times, which is very sympathetic to Joe Biden.
Higher IQ than you do, I suspect.
And he exaggerated his academic record in law school.
Went back to law school and in fact ended up in the top half of my class.
And then there were moments like this, repeated later during the campaign.
When I marched in the civil rights movement, I marched with tens of thousands of others to change attitudes.
But he never actually marched in the civil rights movement at all. Ultimately, it was accusations of plagiarism in his speeches.
I did not know that was a Robert Kennedy quote. My mistake.
That forced him to drop out of the race.
I made some mistakes.
Now, did the Democrat machine not know what they were getting in Joe Biden? Sure they did. Furthermore, he was the best choice they had because they had a bunch of left-wing, for lack of a better term, cranks running also, and he was the lesser of all the evils. But his cognitive decline was observable. They knew what they were getting. They used the COVID crisis to keep him in the basement. He seldom campaigned in public. He gave almost no interviews, and that was a pattern that he maintained throughout his presidency. He stayed away from the press, and the press really didn't give him a hard time. You compare Donald Trump, like him or not, he's constantly talking to the press. He gives two-hour speeches. He goes places. He's accessible. But Joe Biden, no. Why is that? Because they knew what his problems were. But this was about power. This is about control. And so the Democrat machine was willing to do anything with anyone to gain power and to maintain power. And so as the re-election prospects surfaced, they determined to minimize public exposure, to keep him away from his own cabinet. He couldn't remember their names, remember. And basically to fly under the radar in hopes that Donald Trump would make a mistake or the media would take Donald Trump out, or lawfare, they just kept coming after him with all these cases that they lost, that lawfare would keep Donald Trump from running for president. It didn't happen. And then they somehow thought they could have one debate and maybe Trump would self-destruct and that would be it. But that's not what happened, is it?
What I'm going to do is fix the tax system. For example, we have 1,000 trillionaires in America. I mean, billionaires in America, making sure that we continue to strengthen our healthcare system, making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do with dealing with everything we have to do with. Look, if we finally beat Medicare.
Really, did they not see this coming? Did Joe Biden not see this coming? Did Chuck Schumer not see this coming? Did Barack Obama not see this coming? Did his inner circle not see this coming? Why are they blaming him? The progressive machine only has itself to blame. Were they thinking of his best interest or the national best interest? No, they were thinking of their own power base and their own political party's best interest. So why blame Joe Biden for the mess that you created? What were they thinking? Well, we're looking at this now through the lens of history. I think they were thinking this. They would get him elected. He'd serve out his first term. They'd try to keep him from breaking anything. They would manipulate him, sort of like a puppet. And then he would run for a second term. He would win the second term. And then they would appoint Kamala Harris as president. It didn't work out that way. Furthermore, the fragile plan that they had didn't take into account that sooner or later they would have to disclose his cancer, which they knew he had when he was running for president, probably the first time. And so what you have here is people getting their comeuppance, the progressive left getting its comeuppance. It wants a victim, so now it's looking to assign blame. They're going to blame Joe Biden and saying that Kamala Harris only had 107 days to run for president. Let me tell you, if she had had more, she would have self-immolated, self-destructed much more. There would have been more word salad interviews. There would have been more fumbles. You'd have seen how incompetent she really is. And now they're mad and they're blaming, they're finger pointing, and they want to point the finger at Joe Biden. They should point the finger at their own godless ideology. The ideology that would have run this woman for president. Listen to her explanation of complex geopolitical politics.
Ukraine is a country in Europe. It exists next to another country called Russia. Russia is a bigger country. Russia is a powerful country. Russia decided to invade a smaller country called Ukraine. So basically, that's wrong.
Boy, oh boy, just think if she had been elected. So let's not blame Biden. Let's blame, if we're Democrats, which I'm not, ourselves, because they put themselves in the position. Biden was their candidate. They knew his flaws. They knew his problems. They had a plan. The plan failed, and now somebody has to be blamed, And rather than look at themselves in the mirror, they want to blame this hapless old man that's no longer president. That's Joe Biden. Well, I don't want to be a dead horse, and so I think we've said enough for today. Thanks for listening. Please like us on whatever platform you're listening to. Please give us a 5-star rating. Please share us with your friends. We want to continue to expand this podcast. If you have any questions, you can email me at keithcrosby@yahoo.com, keithcrosby@yahoo.com. Until next time, this is Keith Crosby signing off. May God bless you and God keep you.